life hero quiz. Okay, I'm going to be taking raised hands on these questions. All right, so here's the first one. Which hero was... I'll tell you right now, you're going to have to use some deductive reasoning because I'm not going to give you the answer. And some of this information wasn't overtly communicated during the messages. So here, with that disclaimer, which hero was protected by God from being drafted into the German army by getting so sick that he almost died, resulting in him being able to pursue the missionary work in England? Okay, you had your hand up before I even finished the question, just like they do in Jeopardy. Go ahead. George Mueller, it is. George Mueller, what an awesome man. And what an amazing story if you watch the whole DVD. And guys, we're going to have these DVDs here at Lifehouse Church. They're going to be in our resource table. And you can check out these DVDs and watch them anytime. But it is amazing how frequently God used illness to direct the course of that man's life. Very interesting. Okay, number two, which hero saw the power of God overcome the obstacle of a fractured ankle so that God's plan could be fulfilled in his life? Fractured ankle. All right, Melissa. Yes, and I know a lot of people are saying, who is Kurt Kuykendall? Kuykendall. Who is Kurt Kuykendall? You know, it's like, how do you say that three times real fast? Yeah, he's an unsung hero. I mean, if it wasn't for guys like him and his not just passion for soccer, but to bring God into the sports arena, I'm not so sure we would have ever had an interest in soccer in this country. The women's soccer team probably would never even think of ever winning the national championship. You know, that guy was a trailblazer and a great man. So, Kurt Kuykendall. Okay. Bring up the next question. I don't have it on my sheet. Okay. Which hero saw God do Jedi-like blinding of border guards in order to smuggle hundreds of Bibles and tracts into the persecuted church behind the Iron Curtain? Gee whiz, Bob, how much more clear could you get? I mean, really? Josh. Andrew, whatever his last name was. I just know him as Brother Andrew. Does he have a last name? It's unpronounceable. Brother Andrew it is. All right, now, the fourth question. Who went through hell in a concentration camp and saw her father and her sister die there because she obeyed God rather than men? Wow, I appreciate the hand, Lance, but the antics over here are just too much. Yes, Nina. Corey Ten Boom. Corey Ten Boom. Who here has never heard the name Corey Ten Boom? Go ahead. It's okay. We have a few. Yeah. Corey Ten Boom. You are about to be introduced to this woman's life. To this day, I remember the first time I saw the movie that was made about her life. Okay, this is not some Hollywood fiction. This is a real person, her real story. I was a college student at Iowa State, recently saved. And there was an outreach that we were doing at the Wilson Hall Commons area. First time I was ever over to the towers. Had to find it. You know, the Commons. It's like, I didn't even know how to get to anywhere. But I found it, and they're showing the hiding place to reach out to the college students there. They're showing this movie. And in fact, the clip that we're going to watch is the very clip that was seared into my mind, seared into my heart. Guys, you know that God is in it when you never forget it. This 34, it's a 34-minute clip. I mean, this is an over two-hour-long movie. And it was difficult to get it to 34-minute clip. But this scene, this situation, it's really seared into my life because it's raw, it's real, and it's me. When I watched the struggle that Corrie ten Boom has with bitterness and consumed with bitterness and anger towards a prison guard who beats and whips her sister, and how she struggles with that. I mean, she's still following the Lord, loving the Lord, but she just, this issue, this thing was huge. And it just portrayed such a real human struggle with your thought life and submitting your thoughts to Jesus Christ and be consumed by a greater love for God than anything else in life. And I could so identify with that. I can identify it with it still to this day. To this very day, I can let minor irritations in my life ruin my day and anybody else's day that comes close to me. I can let these things take over. I can let these minor conflicts, little things, conflicts with people, sometimes fabricated in my own mind, cause me to think ill of them, cause me to be judgmental of them. Seeing what Corrie ten Boom went through and how she experienced God in the moment, not, oh, years later, you know, oh, after it's all done, I'm all better now, I'm all, no, in the moment, as she was living it, she's figuring it out, and she's experiencing God there. She lived through a literal human hell, and it was there that she experienced the love and the presence of God, and it overcame everything. I'm going to show this video. Guys, there is some violence. There is some blood. It's just a real portrayal. It's not as bad as what they like to do in movies these days, but I want to let you know it has got that kind of adult themes in it. With that said, listen closely, hit the lights, let's do this.
Oh, it hurt on my foot.
Ich hört dich.
Ich weiß noch nicht genau. Vielleicht am Sonntag?
Yourself, Countess.
It's all I can carry anymore, and I'll have to stop altogether.
I decide who stops. I decide who stops.
No hate, Corrie. No hate.
And with the most warm vest, you owe 2 days' rent.
Yes, I pay you next week.
No.
Knows everything we feel. He promised that when 2 or 3 get together in his name, he would be there with them, even in Ravensbrück. In our lives before, we would have been separated by so much, but here all that has been stripped away. And we see the truth. Jesus in each one of us. Light in this darkness. And we can praise him together.
From your great storehouse of love, forgive them for Jesus' sake. Do not hold this place to their charge. Forgive them, even before they know to ask.
2 days, brother. I'll give you one, two. Who else you know as a scarf?
Of Poles came in last night.
Archer.
You shall know.
I have an undersized front.
It is full.
No. 2 days preparation. My comb.
I'll collect the bait. Nothing for the comb.
Oh, rub hard.
Rub it in.
Thank you. Oh, the sky is so peaceful.
You politicals don't want anything to do with cash.
You're all trash.
Halt, Maul!
Jetzt fragen wir dich, wie das Bein und Bär! Sechs Schwein holen! Wo?
I took it off its face! In the infirmary!
Never
do anything that's stupid again! Never!
Comfort the frightened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Do not repay evil for evil, but always try to do good to one another. Always rejoice. Pray constantly. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Jesus Christ.
And to the mindless, the word sounds so comforting. In this place, it's mockery.
God didn't make this place. Men did.
But he has power. Surely he could stop them. Unless, of course, he's a sadist.
Oh, no, he's love. All love.
Then he's impotent. You can't have it both ways, my dear.
You see what's around you. We see another world, just as real. Our life with God. Every day, it gets deeper and stronger. You think the two can't exist side by side, but we know they do. We live them both.
It's enough knowing that we're so much done, moving from nothing to nothing. But you must believe your God smells that stench from those chimneys and refuses to do anything.
If only you could know his love.
I am Maria Brodczyk, first violinist of the Warsaw Symphony Orchestra. Did your God will this?
We cannot answer. All I can say is that the same God you are accusing came and lived in the midst of our world. And he was beaten. And he was mocked. And he died on a cross. And he did it for love. For us.
And why do you think you, a God of love, send you here?
To obey him.
If you know him, you don't have to know why.
First you take the juice of 4 oranges, then a 1/2 pint of cream, then a 1 cup of sugar.
I only use 3/4 of a cup.
You should use a 1/4 cup. Then you put the peels aside for grating, and you whip the cream.
What kind of cook are you? You forgot the eggs.
Do your own recipe then.
We need more sand. Corey.
Best in a bound time.
Corey. Don't shut me out. Please. You know you can only give it to Jesus.
Do you think I haven't prayed?
Come on.
But I hate them. I hate every Nazi in this place.
We can't be more than what we are.
Only Jesus can free us from ourselves, from whatever happens. Sister, you can't protect me. You mustn't try. Lord,
cannot let go of it. Take this hate out of my life. And put your love in its place. Jesus, there are many things I do not understand. Do not let me go mad. Poking about on my own. You know what I am. Savior. Hide me the center of your will.
You would like to see me cry, wouldn't you? Then you could murder me.
I only want to help.
What difference would it make? Everything dies here.
Good crumbs! A lousy little whore!
We need vitamins. And all the calcium you can get.
Oh, you are so damn naughty. 2 years older, she'd be standing over you with a whip.
Oh, it's a baby, Katya. A new life.
I am not your personal Red Cross. I can never get enough for you. And her. And Betsy, too.
Nothing. I was just...
I said, what were you doing?
We have a pregnancy in 28, a kid of 18.
I do not want to know. All pregnancies are transferred to experimental.
It'll help keep your soup down. We even have a midwife.
Group 5 of 100 women. Report to the wireless factory.
Come out!
Prisoner 946723, report to administration for Red Cross parcel.
All this German slop has to be good for something.
German paper stick? Like German hits.
There's a lot of hot air. The Yanks are halfway to the Rhine.
So, we'll put some hot air between you and the wind.
Katya, thank you.
This funny about you two.
Tell us.
We need a laugh.
You're always talking about love.
I bet neither of you ever had a man.
We had boyfriends. Did you love your baby's father?
I was hungry. He was nice to me.
To the hospital.
Prisoner 66730 requests permission to accompany her sister.
What is the count?
Block 24 dead. Block 21, 3 dead. Block 22, 6 dead.
Go on.
Block 23 clear.
There should be more. Count again.
See, sister.
Thank you, Corey. Thank the Lord for all he has done for us here.
We'll be warm soon.
Together. You and I. Always together.
Suffering does not mean that God has stopped loving us. Sometimes we have to accept things we do not understand.
I love Betsy, and I love you.
sister. Look, otherwise you'll never know. So deep that he is not deeper still. They will believe us because we were here.
Betsy talked about heaven like she had already been there.
Yeah.
No one would wish her back.
Read for Betsy. Read for all of us.
Oh, we know that our earthly bodies, those we have now, it will die, must be changed. For our heavenly bodies, it will not die, but will live forever. And then the scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory.
So, my dear ones,
since future victory is sure, be strong and steady. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. For we know that our labor in the Lord is not in vain, as it would be if there were no resurrection. And this is the good news, that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures. And that he rose again, just as the prophets had said. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that anyone who believes in him shall not die, but has eternal life.
Selection and pickup. 66700, 65406,
66718 66694.
Oh, no, she cannot walk.
Bring her. 7 8 9 9 2.
Died last night.
66730.
What you said. I want it. I want him.
Then ask.
I don't know what to ask for.
He knows. Just ask.
7 4 2 8 1 7 6 0 3 1.
Yeah. Some of the best movies out there are the ones you've never seen. And that's just not somebody, that's just not a story that somebody thought up out of thin air. It was a real person's life. That's just a half an hour of a 2-hour movie. Now, why did God send you here with Lifehouse Church to obey him? Why did God give you the job that you have? The family that you have, the life that you've lived, why has God done that? To obey him. To love him with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, with all your strength. And to love others as yourself. Right there. I just wanted to share one last verse with you guys, and we'll pray. In 2 Corinthians, it says, while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now the one who has fashioned us for this very purpose is God, who has given us the Spirit as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. And Lord Jesus, that is our prayer, God, that we would live our lives to please you no matter what is going on around us. God, we ask you to hide us in the center of your will. That no matter what hardship or difficulty or pain or suffering, I mean, nothing we've gone through compares with what those women went through. And if they can love you there, if they can have faith in you there, we can do it here. There simply is no pit in life that is so deep that you are not deeper still. God, I thank you for the faith of Corey and Betsy. And now it's our turn to have faith. To live for you, even when it doesn't make sense to our rational mind, but to know and have confidence that you lived through hell on earth out of love for us, and now we can do that out of love for you.
In Jesus' name, amen.